June 3rd, 2017. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. And I'm broadcasting from the sunny Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. And, of course, their website is republicbroadcasting.org. View our guest lineup at spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button and select the year, month, and day. Please also visit screeningsandyhook.net for my articles regarding Sandy Hook, psych drugs, and related topics. I've not published much there lately because I'm writing another book, one that I never thought that I would ever write. Anyway, consider subscribing to SpingolaSpeaks.net, where one may listen to the audio files of my programs. And, of course, you may also listen to the RBN archives as well as to woolliesblog.blogspot.com. Email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Please visit the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My first guest today is Dr. Nicholas Kahlstrom. He is the author of Breaking Spell, The Holocaust, Myth and Reality, which was published in December of 2014. He is also the author of Terror on the Tube, Behind the Veil of 7/7, an investigation which came out in 2011, and other books and articles. He also has a new book, and it is called Chronicles of False Flag Terror. I haven't gotten my copy yet, but I anticipate receiving it shortly, and we'll have him back after I read that book. So welcome, Dr. Nick. Thank you for being on the program today.
Hi there, Diana. Yes, it's a pleasure to be back here again.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. And I've got the first chapter, and I've got the contents, and so I think we can have a very good conversation because, well, I think probably both of us have studied terrorism and false flag events, and certainly it's been
Diana,
going...
Diana, where have you gone?
Pardon me? Pardon me? Are you there? Did we lose him? Did we lose Dr. Nick? What's going on here? Okay, well, I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe he clicked on his mute button. That happens to me on a fairly frequent basis. I click my mute button, and all of a sudden, nobody can hear me, and I'm talking away. Okay, so he just hung up. Maybe you can call him back because he is gone. Anyway, he does have a new book, and you may look at what this is about. It's called Chronicles of False Flag Terror, and I will post the URL in the chat room, and it is available, and it is put out. It was produced by, who's it produced by? Let's see. Where is it produced? Moonrock Books. I'm sorry. I'm having a brain something. Anyway, I will post that URL in the chat room. And anyway, it looks like a fairly good book, or a good book. So let me post that and welcome the people in the chat room. It's put out by Moonrock Books, and you can find their website at moonrockbooks.com, and it's /chronicles-false-flag-terror, and that's the website for those who aren't in the chat room. Anyway, he covers a lot of issues in here, and as I said, I do have the first chapter as well as the contents, which I always, I think every good book has to have a contents, and it should also have an index, because that's really important. When I was taking speed reading in college, that was two of the things that the teacher said: have an index and have a contents. Okay, so he starts out by saying, well, what is a false flag terror? Exactly, what is it? And he also talks about let it happen on purpose or Okay, do we have him back?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I'm back now.
Oh, there you are. We lost you.
You disappeared.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to talk about your book. And it looks to be a wonderful book. And I've got the contents, and I also have the first chapter. And as I mentioned before, I've studied a lot about false flag issues and terrorism, and it goes back a long way. A couple of the chapter headings that I'm most interested in, or that I'm really interested in, is the fact that in chapter two you talk about Israel blowing up its own embassy in London, 1994. You say, gosh, would they really do that? It looks like he's gone bye-bye again. I'm not sure what's going on, but Skype does not seem to be working for our guest today. Not sure why. But anyway, it says Israel blows up its own embassy. And that occurred in London in 1994. And they indicated, or he indicates, that the Israelis had a prior warning. And, of course, those preferred Israelis got out of the building. And then, of course, they always blame someone else, which is the essence of a false flag. In other words, you engage in a terrorist attack, a terrorist bombing, any kind of terrorist. Well, it's like it's like the incident with the USS Liberty, wherein the Israelis attacked that ship on June 8th, and that occurred in 1967, and we're coming up on the anniversary of that horrid event on the 8th. 5 days, and they attacked that ship and just obliterated it. I mean, there. When I look at pictures of that ship, I am just, it brings tears to my eyes, just even thinking about what it looks like. And they blame somebody else, and yet they did it, and the President of the United States said that he wanted that GD ship to go to the bottom. Because he didn't want to embarrass his friends. Because obviously, if there were somebody, some witnesses, victims who lived, they were going to say, yes, we know who did this. So have we got, do we have Dr. Nick back on or not? Okay. Well, gosh, not sure what's going on here. But anyway, he's gone. I hope it wasn't anything that I said. Anyway, he also indicates that they blew up their embassy in London and blamed it on the Palestinians. Those are the scapegoats for so many things. And then the Madrid train bombings was also a false flag. The London bombings, and of course we've had this recent bombing in Manchester. So somebody in the chat room asked me what Dr. Nick's website is, and his website is, and it's a very good website, and got into a lot of trouble for bringing up this issue, but his website is what? reallyhappened.info, and he talks about the decrypts, and he talks about, well, he talks about a lot of things, but he talks about the fact that the English were, actually had the messages that were sent from Bletchley Park during World War II, and they knew exactly what was going on, or more importantly, what was not going on. And no, that's not Mike Rivero's website. Mike Rivero's website is whatreallyhappened.com, I think. But Dr. Nick's website is whatreallyhappened.info. And so, anyway. a little bit of a difference. So I'm not sure. Are we going to get him back? Mr. Producer, am I still on? Can anybody hear me? Am I still on? It appears that our guest is not here. Maybe we should take some phone calls. Gosh, this is embarrassing. Really, very sad. But anyway, this false flag terrorism. Now, when I was writing my book, Zionist Seizure of World Power, I talked quite a bit about the pogroms in Russia and how they use these pogroms in order, and this was against their own people. I mean, they were attacking their own people in Russia in order to gain sympathy for what was happening. And yet, they were doing this themselves. And so this is not something that is new. It's not something that that they've just decided to start doing. And Dr. Nick, in his book, let me just go to the contents here. He talks about blaming he talks about Islamic guilt. And I think that is the whole purpose, is to get the Muslims and the Christians to be fighting each other, and the people who are really the culprits in this situation are standing at the sidelines and just making money, which is always one of the purposes of terrorism and warfare. Some of the biggest money that's ever been made, of course, occurs during warfare. And I was looking just before, let's see, the Heathrow liquid bomb hoax. I'm not sure what day that happened. There was a constructed terror on Christmas Day. And who would want to cause terror on Christmas Day? Gosh, I wonder. And there's also, let's see, I'm just going down, false flag terror in Norway, a lone nut. Sometimes there are lone nuts. Not everything that appears to be a terrorist attack is a terrorist attack. Some things actually happen without it being a contrived event. There are a lot of things that happen, and there are a lot of things that people believe because of that consensus kind of a situation where the people who get the information out first are the ones that are going to be believed, and which is unfortunate. And just because a lot of people believe a particular thing doesn't mean that it's true. It just means that a lot of people have been fooled. And I can certainly, let's see. Nick is trying to call me, but if I take his call, I will log off my RBN link. So I need to convey to him that he needs to he's offline. There's no word from him. He's still offline. Okay. He just tried to call me. I'm just typing. I'm multitasking here. Call me. But I did not answer because I didn't want to. Yes. And it's amazing. He just tried to call me and I didn't answer because I got the message. And I know from past experience that if I answer another call, then that will terminate my RBN connection to you. I'm not sure. Yeah, this is weird. I mean, very, very. I don't have a phone number. He's in England. I can just text him, I guess. And he did try to contact me, but gosh, this is weird. Very weird. Okay. Let's see. Nick, if you can hear me, go online because, okay, here he is. He's offline. Okay, I will give him a message. Please go online so that RBN may call you. Okay, hopefully that will work. So I've texted him, and unless you're online, then unfortunately, RBN can't maintain a connection. So hopefully he will go online, and RBN will be able to contact him. Anyway, this is very unfortunate because I'm sure that you'd much rather listen to him than to me babble on. But anyway, some of the other things he talks about is the Amsterdam airport situation, and he talks about Charlie Hebdo and what happened in Paris, and what I noticed after Manchester, because that's the latest thing that happened in England, and what I noticed is that security, every time something like this happens, security is ramped up in this country, it was ramped up in England, and so this is a way of getting control. I mean, it's just like after 9/11. All of a sudden, you had to be strip searched almost at the airport in order to get on an airplane. And so I remember that back in 1969, there was a list of things that were going to happen that would make people not want to travel. And certainly, 9/11 really diminished a person's desire to get on a plane. I mean, I know people who have not gotten on a plane since 9/11. I have, but there's a lot of people who wouldn't. And so it's kind of unfortunate that these things do occur, and they occur to meet a certain objective. And, of course, we don't know precisely what that objective is, because it's usually these terrorist attacks are typically state-sponsored. And I'm not saying which state sponsors them, but I think that, well, like with 9/11, never would have happened without the accommodation and the compliance of the U.S. government. And so what did this do for the United States? It placed more security on U.S. citizens. Then you had your focus centers where they could surveil you and see what you were doing. You have more cameras on streets, street corners. And what does that accomplish? Well, they're giving out more speeding tickets and that kind of thing. But they're also watching to see what the citizens of this country are doing. And I'm sure that they also have the capability, and I've heard that they have the capability, to watch you in your home and to surveil you in your home simply by the technology that most of us have within our homes. You know, the TVs, I mean, we're watching TV, but who's watching us? I mean, we have to ask that question. Okay, we're coming up on a break, and hopefully we'll get a hold of Nick before we come back from the break in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest was to be Dr. Nick, and I'm not sure what happened, okay? But, okay, he's online now, so we're going to try and call him. You have to be, okay, don't go away. Are you online? Great.
I'm sorry, I don't know what's happening, Deanna. I'm here.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think that it's just Skype and you're in another country, and who knows. But anyway, I'm glad you're back.
What?
Okay.
So where have you got to, Diana?
I was just babbling away.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, no. Diana,
yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. If I talk louder, yes, I can hear you. Do you have your mute button on or something? Are you there? Okay, I'm not sure. We lost him again. Doggone. Oh, my gosh. What a situation. Okay, let's take some phone calls and see. Maybe what is going on, or just, you know, I don't like to just do a one-man operation, especially when I'm not prepared. I mean, I could talk to you about my books, but I think people who listen to my program know that I really don't like to promote myself, and whenever I talk about my books, I always kind of feel like I'm promoting myself, and I just don't like to do that. I know it's stupid, and that people who write books should promote themselves by talking about their books, but it just makes me feel uncomfortable. But anyway, I am writing a book right now that I really, I never thought I would write this book, but I am writing a book. The books that I have written, the first one was The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. It talks about the Jewish emancipation. It talks about Lincoln's War. And I just want to say that there were Rothschild spies and agents in both the South and the North. And the South was right. I mean, the South was nothing but they were being exploited by the bankers in New York, and they didn't do anything for themselves. They were raising a cash crop, and the bankers and the people who owned the ships were the ones that were making all of the money. The second book that I wrote, it's called The Ruling Elite, The Zionist Seizure of World Power. And the third book is The Ruling Elite, Death, Destruction, and Domination. It talks about World War II. Okay, do we have a connection? Yes? Okay, he's calling him again. Okay, I don't know. Okay, he sent me a message. He said, I'm here. I don't know what happened. But we are calling him again. Okay, are you there?
I'm sorry, Diana.
I'm here, and you're there. Okay.
Yeah. Only seems to last for a few seconds. I don't know what's happening tonight.
I don't know. It just seems like all of a sudden you can't hear what I'm saying. And but anyway, I was talking to the listeners about your book. And going over some of the chapter titles, and my friend Dave said that your book is on the way, so I anticipate receiving the book soon, probably this week. And but anyway, I was talking about some of the chapter titles, and the one that that interests me so much is the fact that they will bomb their own facilities, own people.
Yeah, you see, I wanted to make this a European book about the way state-fabricated terror has evolved in Europe in this century. Okay, it's the main art form of the 21st century, and it's directing the political narrative and making sure everyone lives in fear. And the perpetrators are hidden and mysterious, okay? So, I talked about Britain, Israel blowing up its own embassy in London in 1994. And by the way, I got that phrase from Dave Shaler. He was in MI5 intelligence.
Right. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. So don't go away. Stay there. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today for the first 2 hours is Dr. Nicholas Kahlstrom, the author of Breaking the Spell, The Holocaust, Myth and Reality, published in December 2014. He is also the author of Terror on the Tube, Behind the Veil of 7/7, An Investigation in 2011, and his new book is titled Chronicles of False Flag Terror. Okay, and you mentioned that you wanted this to be a European book, that you wanted to demonstrate how terrorism was used in Europe. Take it from there.
It starts from Gladio in the 1990s. That was a NATO-based terror procedure for demonizing Reds, basically, and making sure that communists weren't elected in Europe. And really the big event, obviously, is 9/11, and following that, we get a whole series of fabricated terror events in Europe, starting with Madrid, the blowing up of the train station in Madrid, and then the London bombings in 2005, which I made a special study. And it's becoming more and more frequent now in Europe. We had two in the last 2 months. We had one in Manchester, and prior to that, Westminster Bridge. And it's been through an amazing evolution, Diana, but initially it was all real dead bodies, a real horror, but it wasn't the Muslims that did it, you know. The Patsies were the Muslims, the terror was real, and the perpetrators were hidden. But in this decade, or in recent years, it's much more done with crisis actors and dummies and fake blood. In other words, it's much cheaper. You don't have, you know, grieving relatives pursuing you the rest of their days. That is very much the way it's done. And my book traces the evolution of this astonishing process, which not a single politician in Europe is prepared to discuss.
Do you think that the perpetrators really care about dead people? I mean, they have fought wars where 50 million people have perished. I don't think they give a darn about who dies or who lives.
Well, it's not like give a darn. It's that the parents of the victims are liable to be pursuing them. If they feel there's anything suspicious about this event, or not quite as it seems, you know, the mothers and parents are not going to give up. And I think that's something they really decided they didn't want, or they'd rather not have.
So I
think, for example, the big French events, like Charlie had Bataclan and Nice, big white lorry in Nice. I mean, we could go into details here. I've got a chapter on each one, you see.
Right.
I think we need to go through the details of this as they come out. Their story is very incoherent, very lacking in credibility, and they project fear and terror, and then we're supposed to forget about them. And once they're over, the real story starts to come out, you know. The patsy, the guy who takes the blame, he normally isn't there. You get up close. Is there a suicide bomber who blows himself to bits and he leaves his ID conveniently scattered around? And if you look up close, he's not actually there, you know. That's just a story. And the guy whose identity is stolen or taken, either he's dead, or you won't see him again, or he gets put in jail for life, and you don't get a story from him. So the patsy, as it were, has his identity taken away. Now, this story... One that first begins, or the modern version, very much in Argentina, Buenos Aires, with an embassy blowing up, an Israeli embassy blowing up. This is what your question was originally, Diana. Although I mainly focus on Europe in this book, I needed to have a chapter on that. And by the way, we've only got the story of what happened in 1992 because of Jim Fetty. He went to Argentina, he talked to a friend of his, and he got a lot of details about the story, and they allege a truck bomb.
Sabucci?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
They allege a truck bomb was driven up the embassy, and if you look carefully, the truck bomb isn't really there, and it's something within the embassy that blows up. You know, the usual kind of story.
Sure.
And that then happened 2 years later in London, a very, very posh area, Millionaires Row in London, the Israeli embassy, and conveniently, the Israelis were at the embassy at the time, so nobody was hurt, and it blows up, and some Palestinians who weren't actually there get put in jail. They get blamed and put in jail, so what it does, it creates the demonised enemy image, right? That is the all-important thing of this new 21st century art form. It tells people who to hate and fear, right?
Sure.
So you get the villains,
Whoops. Okay, I'm not sure what happened here. Doesn't look good. I was just thinking while Dr. Nick was talking about the Oklahoma City bombing, and of course I was thinking about a lot of other events. I mean, you could look at the execution, the very, very public execution of JFK, where the patsy is immediately done away with, and then the person that did away with him gets cancer in a federal facility, which is reminiscent of James Forrestal and of course, Schmedley Butler. I mean, you take your life in your hands when you go into a facility, a federally owned facility, because you don't know what kinds of things that they're doing to you. And in fact, I was looking at some figures before we went on today's program. I was looking at something called the Pharma Death Clock. And this is really kind of amazing. It's the total deaths in the United States since January 1st of 2000. And the medical industrial complex is more to be feared than, I believe, the so-called military industrial complex, because quite frankly, the medical industry kills more people than the military does. I mean, if you just went into Iraq and just imposed the medical the allopathic medicine in Iraq or Afghanistan or anywhere, you're going to kill more people with the vaccines and with all the other nonsense allopathic medicine than warfare ever thought of killing. And so, I mean, that's just a thought. Chemotherapy has killed 17,431,812 people since January 1st, 2000. Okay, I think, okay, we have him back. Again.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened. Is it intercontinental problem?
I don't know.
So I've just tried to answer your first question, Diana, about the idea of blowing up one's own embassy. In the 90s, if you remember back then, before 9/11, we didn't really have a demonized enemy image, right? The commies had gone, they'd vanished, and everyone was wondering, could we have peace, you know? Could we all, you know, be friends now? We didn't have the wicked communists anymore. But no, in the 90s, the new enemy, which is Islam, Islamic fundamentalism, had to be created and dreamed up and brewed up. And these two events we just discussed are part, I believe, part of that process. And then obviously you had other events in America, Oklahoma bombing, which tried to be blamed.
Oh, I think we lost him again. He just... Okay. Now, he was talking about that we had to have a new enemy. And that new enemy didn't just happen. It didn't just come unforeseen. It was planned. There's something called the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. And it distributes information in foreign countries in an effort to initiate, supposedly, initiate family planning and cover other reproductive health programs. Foreign leaders, in order to gain financial assistance, must promote birth control and distribute products for that purpose. But they also have done other things. Prior to 1967, Islamic fundamentalism was relatively, it was a very, very small movement. Osama bin Laden was supported by the CIA. It was he supposedly headed the Al-Qaeda network, which means, Al-Qaeda means network. Al-Qaeda means database. Referred to as the database was part of a CIA operation after the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan on December 24th, 1979, which was part of Columbia professor Zbigniew Brzezinski's plan to destabilize the Soviet Union. Now, Brzezinski, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, was the founding director of the Trilateral Commission and a Rockefeller minion with CIA ties as early as 1959, and he was President Carter's National Security Advisor from 1977 to 1981. There you are again. Okay.
Hey, is this going out live, Diana?
Yes, this is live.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I apologize for everyone listening. It's probably a fault at my end. It's just the airwaves not working too well. I seem to be getting just brief connections. Okay, well, let's try and continue for a bit, Diana, if you like. Do you want to ask me another question?
Well, you were talking about the fact that Russia all of a sudden was not our enemy anymore. Now, of course, the Russians, or the Soviet Union, I shouldn't say Russians, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in 1979, okay? And so they really destabilized the Soviet Union. And then there was also another program that destabilized. It was an economic program that was Project Hammer, that was run by the Bush family, of all things. Can you imagine the Bush family doing anything wrong? Oh, heaven forbid. So there was a lot of destabilization, a lot of nonsense going on in the background. So, yeah. But anyway, all of a sudden, they decided to be friends.
Well, yeah, there was no longer the vast Soviet empire, you know, what really right. called the evil empire. But I would say that Britain and America, we live in two countries that need to have an enemy which the people can hate and fear, and the government gets its control over us by having that enemy, and we have to spend huge amounts on the military. And so I think all my work is trying to challenge this. Can we envision somewhere in which we can live our lives without having an enemy and tell our governments these wars are not necessary, and the demonised hate images are actually conjured up by our own military-industrial complex? That's a terrible reality that most people can't face, okay? But it's quite logical, really. If you spend such vast amounts on the military-industrial complex, and America's spending nearly $1 trillion a year on it, and we're spending, what is it, $50 billion a year? It's a vast amount. And we're the two, number one and number two, world arms exporters. Under those conditions, the military-industrial complex has, as it were, makes stories, a theatre. It creates theatres of horror and terror in order to explain what it's doing. And for example, this thing we had just in Manchester, it was the same day as a big NATO international anti-terror symposium in Vienna. Okay?
Yeah.
So that would have reinforced the whole theme.
What a coincidence, huh?
But, yeah. I mean, war on terror is a very, very absurd concept. The idea that police can walk around with guns in your streets part of war on terror is a totally psychotic idea. You know, we get over terror by reassuring ourselves and talking to each other and discovering that we can live without an enemy. But that's how we get over terror. But I suggest in the situation we're in now that our readers, especially European readers, do need to go through these events to discover how we've been lied to. My book doesn't have much to say about 9/11, because obviously it's been so thoroughly covered by all sorts of people. But the sequence of European events is really what is new in this book, to look at the way in which it's fabricated. And also, some readers might want to believe the argument which Ole Damegaard has put forward. He's very good at exposing these events. He reckons that it might be much the same team that's going around doing these events, kind of travelling terror troop. What you get in American events like Sandy Hook or the Boston Marathon then turns up in a very similar way in the European events, like the Bataclan event in Paris.
I think we probably have a different view of Sandy Hook, but we'll leave that for another time. But now, Manchester, do you think that was a real event, or was it something other than that?
Well, there are no pictures where it's supposed to happen. A forum, HM, just outside this huge concert arena where 1,000 people were listening to this pop star. There's no pictures of the blast or of very credible-looking victims. There's no sound of an explosion. We see a few people lying around people who look like crisis actors hovering over them. You don't see real medics. You don't see real ambulances with stretchers, which you would expect if you had real dead bodies. And you certainly don't see any sign of this alleged terrorist who's supposed to have blown himself up, you know. I think the stories coming out about Manchester, the most obvious thing is the terrific number symbolism we're getting, Diana. This guy's 22 years old, he kills 22 people on the 22nd.
Yeah.
That's 522 in your date, 522, and that's exactly 4 years after we had an event called Drummondly Rigby, where somebody was shot by an Islamic terrorist. That was again 522, 4 years ago on the day, and 2 months earlier we had a big Westminster event. That was the 22nd, right? 22-3, right? 22nd of March. And again, that was exactly a year after the 22-3 event in the airport, Brussels Airport. It's a big, spectacular terror events, and they have a strongly Kabbalistic dating. Obviously, 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And this number symbolism is very pronounced in these events, as I suspect you're aware, Diana.
Yes, interesting. You have a black cat that's doing a little, right?
It's okay.
It's okay.
I
saw those ears and I thought, he has a cat. Yes, I have three cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, there. Is it a she or?
A he. I thought this was a non-video thing, Ivana.
Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't, but today it is. And so we get to see your, to see your cat.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes, I have three cats, two of whom tripped me at the end of March and laid me up. Anyway, we'll be right back in 3 minutes, so don't go away. You and your cats.
I'll still be here, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. OldNESoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to OldNESoap.com. That's OldNESoap.com. OldNESoap.com.
And we've lost Dr. Nick again. I was just, I could see him because we're on Skype and he's on visual as well as audio. And I saw his cat in the background. It's black with white. I was telling him about my cats. I have three cats. And I mentioned that I had a collision. I had a two-cat collision with two of my cats on March 21st. And they ran in front of me, and I fell and fractured my shoulder in two places and messed up my right hand. So I've been, I was in a sling for 3.5 weeks and got a frozen shoulder and messed up my hand some more. And I'm now doing a lot of physical therapy, at least four times a week, which is getting a little tiring, but it is helping. So anyway, be careful if you have cats or other animals. I've heard from a lot of people who've told me about their problems with their animals. I mean, animals sometimes do get in the way, and so you have to be careful. And there's a commercial on TV, and it says, it's this woman, she's laying on the floor, and she says, "I've fallen and I can't get up." Well, I know exactly how she feels, because I was kind of by myself, and I fell, and my right arm is, of course, useless, so here I am laying on the floor, and trying to figure out how to get up. It was very difficult. So anyway, be careful of those animals, and because there are dangers even within our own home, no matter if we love our pets or not. And I do love my pets. I do love them. They're just wonderful. Anyway, we've lost Dr. Nick again, and hopefully we can get him back. I was talking to you about you said, and the fact that, yes, fundamentalism was something that was created, devised, and it was done by people here in the United States. And in 1984, the CIA supplied textbooks for Afghan students through USAID. And remember, it's the CIA front group. And a gentleman by the name of Dr. Thomas Guterrier, head of Afghan studies at the University of Nebraska, directed the writing of these textbooks, which the university published. Now, Dr. Guterrier is friends with Zalmay Khalilzad, who was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he was also the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan and Iraq in 2003. Now, Khalilzad was an Afghan-born Muslim, was a former advisor to UNICAL, and was an assistant political science professor at, would you believe, Columbia University from 1979 to 1986, where he worked closely with Brzezinski. Now, I know that we don't ordinarily think of college professors as being enemies of the people or enemies of the United States, but the CIA places a lot of college professors in universities and colleges because they have the ability to influence people. And that's what happens. They influence people. Okay, we are at the top of the hour. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.